retailers had some success this spring, there's been an uptick in sales as consumers opened their wallets and began shopping a little bit more. But more recent data suggests sales at clothing and department stores may be slowing down. NPR's Joshua Brockman went browsing through the aisles to find out if consumers might be warming up to the cash register again.
$53.85.
On a hot and humid day in Washington, D.C., customers are lined up at the registers of an H&M clothing store waiting to make their purchases. Meg Radnich is walking the floor nearby, carrying a handful of tank tops and shorts. The 22-year-old is a student at Brigham Young University in Utah. She lost her summer job on campus, so she came to Washington with just a few outfits in tow to take an unpaid internship.
Are you wearing last year's t-shirt or last year's flip-flops?
Yeah, definitely. I'm kind of hanging on to stuff. Before, if I had extra money, I would just let go of stuff that I bought last year or even like 2 or 3 or 4 years ago. But now, like, that's not an option.
Still, one of the things that caught Radnich's eye was a sign advertising summer tops and shirts for $4.95. Morningstar retail analyst Kimberly Pichola says consumers remain focused on price.
Caution is lingering among many consumers given the employment market and some uncertainty regarding the economy.
Laura Tabor from Napa, California, is also browsing the racks. She says she's tentative about whether or not she'll actually purchase anything.
The fun is in the window shopping or in the putting things in your cart online, but not necessarily hitting the checkout button.
The latest data from the Commerce Department show a 1.2% decline in overall retail sales in May. That's despite increases over the past several months. Retailers may find some comfort in recent surveys of consumer sentiment. The surveys have shown an uptick in consumer confidence. Economist Nigel Gault of IHS Global Insight says consumers are willing to spend when they're given enough incentive. Remember last year's Cash for Clunkers program that brought out car buyers and the first-time homebuyer tax credit that encouraged home ownership? Gault says the same is true in retail. For example, in March and April, many consumers bought energy-efficient appliances in response to the federal government's $300 million Cash for Appliances program. It was administered by each state, but spending tapered off in May when a number of state rebate programs ran out of funds.
So the month-to-month volatility has been very much driven by incentives.
Going forward, Gault expects overall consumer spending to grow at about a 3% annual rate. That's slower than the 4 to 5% growth he'd expect to see if we had a strong economic recovery underway.
In general, consumers still have lost a lot of wealth. Credit conditions are tight, so they're really constrained by their income growth.
Historically, retailers have also counted on strong back-to-school sales, but Pichola, the Morningstar analyst, says retailers may face an uphill battle later this summer.
It could be a difficult back-to-school season for some of these teen retailers, given where we stand with teen unemployment levels.
Consumers, she says, are likely to stay focused on the bottom line, and that may give an upper hand to retailers offering competitive pricing, such as dollar stores, Kohl's, or Walmart. Joshua Brockman, NPR News.